Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Conversations on Cancer podcast brought to you by Riverside Healthcare. I'm your host, Taylor Ledden McMaster. Joining me today is Dr. Johar Hamdan, oncologist and hematologist at Riverside Cancer Institute. January is National Radon Action Month, and today we will talk about radon and its effect on the lungs. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the episode, we're going to take a quick break for a message about MyChart.
Healthcare can be confusing. But thanks to your My Riverside MyChart, you can easily manage not only your care, but your family's as well. With a single click, your My Riverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your provider sees. You can view your health history, get test results, request prescription refills, pay your bill, or make an appointment. Manage your care from anywhere, your laptop, phone, or tablet. Learn more and enroll today at riversidemychart.org.
And we're back. So, Doctor, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience here at Riverside?
Sure. So, I'm a hematologist and oncologist, and I've been practicing at Riverside for over 9 years now. I graduated med school about 17 years ago, and most of my time has been in cancer and blood disorders.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. So, as I mentioned before, January is National Radon Action Month. So, can you tell us a little bit about what exactly is radon and how it forms in homes and buildings?
So, radon is a naturally occurring colorless, odorless, and tasteless radioactive gas, which forms from, believe it or not, decay of uranium and thorium that's found in rocks, soil, and water. And so this radon gas can seep into the homes and buildings through cracks in its foundation or gaps around the pipes or other openings that are in contact with the ground. Interestingly enough, one of the reasons why January is Radon Awareness Month is because this is the time of year where most of our windows and doors are shut all the time. And so when we build homes over these grounds, the foundation of the house, the windows and doors, when they're shut tight, it increases the radon levels in the house. So that actually, this is a good time of year to have your house checked for radon. Better than the summer days when the windows and doors are open.
Okay, that's good to know. So why is radon exposure considered a health risk, and then how does it impact the lungs?
So radon affects the lungs by decaying into tiny radioactive particles. They get trapped into our lung tissue when we inhale, and they damage cells over time. This increases your risk for lung cancer, and prolonged exposures of this radon gas could also cause other complications, respiratory issues as well.
And it can also lead to lung cancer. So how does that exposure lead to that disease, and who's most at risk?
Radon, because it's a radioactive particle, it could affect the DNA of our lung tissue, causing mutations in the cell replication process, which then leads to development of cancers. And it actually could increase the risk for three major types of lung cancer: small cell lung cancer, adenocarcinoma, and squamous cell cancer. And smokers are at higher risk of developing lung cancer. But compared to non-smokers, radon exposure and smoking actually increases your risk for cancer by 10 times more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before we continue our conversation, we're going to take a moment to talk about the importance of primary care. At Riverside Healthcare, your primary care provider is dedicated to being in your corner, helping you and your family stay healthy and thrive. Find the right primary care provider for you at riversidehealthcare.org/primary care. From annual screenings to well checks and everything in between, having a primary care provider that you can trust makes all the difference. Right, now we're back with Dr. Hamdan to discuss radon and its effects on the lungs. So can you tell me a little bit about how genetics and other lifestyle factors such as smoking influence the risk of radon-induced lung cancer or even lung cancer in general?
So family history of lung cancer can indicate that there's an inherited genetic predisposition to developing cancer. A lot of times we look at, well, colon cancer may run in the family, breast cancer may run in the family, but there's a lot that we still don't know about the human body. And so if we have multiple individuals in our family with lung cancer, there may be a genetic predisposition or increased risk of developing cancer. So when you're exposed to radon or you're cigarette smoking not all of us are going to be like the George Burns, for the listeners who know who that is. So there are more than likely smokers do have an increased risk of developing lung cancer when they're also exposed to radon. But genetic factors can play a role if there are other malignancies that run in the family.
Okay. So what are the symptoms of lung cancer, either caused by radon exposure or in general, and how can those be detected early?
So a lot of times we neglect to do our own 10,000-mile checkup on our own body. Mm-hmm. We take care of our cars more than we take care of our own bodies. And any sign or symptom that could suggest development of lung cancer, usually they include worsening cough, shortness of breath, chest pain. And this is this cough that's just a nagging cough, that it's not related to an illness. And an individual may think that it's because maybe they've been inhaling something, maybe they're allergic to their cats. But if it's prolonged more than a month or two, actually, you should seek medical attention for it.
And are there specific medical tests or screenings to monitor lung health for people who have been exposed to high levels of radon?
At this time, there is no effective screening test for radon exposure-induced lung cancer. But individuals who do smoke, they should, first of all, stop smoking. And second of all, if they've smoked for at least a pack a day for more than 20 years, they should consult their physicians to see if they're eligible for lung cancer screening.
And what role does early detection play in improving the outcomes for those diagnosed with lung cancer in general or due to radon exposure?
So we could start out with the basics. The most important thing is for us to realize that one out of every 15 American homes have a high level of radon. So one thing you can do this month is have a professional come and assess the radon levels in your house. The radon levels are highest in your basements or first floors of your home. And so the individuals will come and test your house and determine if you have a high level of radon. And then they'll talk to you about methods to mitigate the levels of radon. That usually is like an insertion of some type of pump that removes the air from underneath the grounds of your house and will propel it to leave the house instead of accumulating inside the house. One thing you can use is go to Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Office of Homeland Security. They help you find an individual, a professional, who could test your radon levels in your home.
Okay, that's good to know. This has all been very interesting and useful information, especially for people who might think that because they don't smoke, they're not at risk for lung cancer. There are other factors at play. Is there anything else on the subject that you'd like listeners to know about?
Lifestyle choices. What we eat, how active we are, can either reduce our risk for cancer or increase our risk for cancer. Sure. So choose wisely. I say it's hard to be healthy and it's hard to be sick. Mm-hmm. Choose your heart.
Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. Yeah. Oh, thank you for tuning in to the Conversations on Cancer podcast with Dr. Johar Hamdan of the Riverside Cancer Institute and your host, Taylor Ledden McMaster. To learn more about the Riverside Cancer Institute, visit myrhc.net/cancer. And to learn more about radon testing in your home and who to contact for that, you can go to iemahs.illinois.gov/nrs/radon. Thank you so much.